Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
James Comer has announced three key witnesses for the first impeachment inquiry hearing into Joe Biden. This is going to have a very significant impact, I think, on the presidential election of Joe Biden. And let me explain why. The House Oversight Committee chairman announcing this list of these three witnesses that will testify are going to be telling you a lot about President Joe Biden. The witnesses are Professor Jonathan Turley of George Washington University Law School, Aline O'Connor, the former Assistant Attorney General of the United States Department of Justice Tax Division, and Bruce Dubinsky of Dubinsky Consulting, a forensic accountant expert. Now, Turley, and let me explain why he's being picked. He is a nationally recognized legal scholar who has published work in areas ranging from constitutional law to legal theory. O'Connor supervised the DOJ's litigation of civil, criminal, trial, and appellate tax cases. Clearly, that's going to have a lot to do with the Biden crime family. You put these two together, and it's deadly for the Biden crime family. Then you look at Dubinsky. Dubinsky accumulated more than 40 years of financial, investigative, and dispute consulting years of experience, as well as served as an expert witness more than 100 times in court cases. He is testifying in more than 80 trials in his career, including trials involving criminal and civil financial fraud. These experts are going to be able to answer a lot of questions about the Biden crime family and what they were doing when they were moving money. Now, the witnesses will attend the 10 a.m. hearing on Thursday, which will examine the value of an impeachment inquiry and present evidence the House Republicans uncovered regarding President Joe Biden's knowledge and role in his family's business. They're making it very clear. They believe that there is a family role in this business, and that should be obviously talked about. Now, since January, the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability, as well as the Judiciary Committee and the Ways and Means Committees, have all uncovered an overwhelming amount of evidence that shows that President Joe Biden not only abused his public office for his family's financial gain, but also for his own personal gain. That's what James Comer said in a statement. Quote, thousands of pages of financial records, emails, texts, testimony from credible IRS whistleblowers and a transcribed interview with Biden family business associate Devin Archer all reveal that Joe Biden allowed his family to sell him as, quote unquote, the brand around the world to enrich the Biden family. Joe Biden showed up on at least 24 occasions to send signals of access, influence, and power to those who were paying the Bidens. Based on the evidence, Congress has a duty to open an impeachment inquiry into President Biden's corruption. James Comer continues. Americans demand and deserve answers. transparency, and accountability for the abuse of public office. And this week, the House Oversight Committee will present evidence uncovered to date and hear from legal and financial experts about crimes the Bidens may have committed as they brought in millions of dollars at the expense of U.S. interests. Now, according to recent polling, a majority of Americans, majority of at least voters, okay, say that Joe Biden was involved in his family's business and in his business dealings that allowed them to make millions of dollars. That contradicts the president's long-held position that he never spoke to his son, Hunter Biden, about business. If you look at these poll numbers, okay, this comes from CNN. 61% now of Americans say Joe Biden was involved in his family's business deals with China and Ukraine. Now, that's a CNN poll. 61% are saying, okay, we admit it now. 51% in a Yahoo YouGov poll, 51% of voters believe Joe Biden committed a crime. That means that for the first time ever, the majority of Americans believe the president of the United States of America is a criminal. He committed a crime with Hunter Biden. Let me say that again, because this is the part that's going to be interesting now for Democrats, is to figure out how the hell do they save this guy? And if they can't save him, then do they go for a guy like Gavin Newsom to fill his shoes, or a Michelle Obama, which I'm going to talk about that in a moment. But you go back to the core here. 51%, the majority of Americans believe the president of the United States of America is a criminal. 66% of voters in a new Harvard-Harris X poll of voters say that Joe Biden discussed business with his son. In other words, he's a liar. And finally, in another poll, 62% of voters contend that Joe Biden participated in his family business deals. Now, we know the lie from Joe Biden, right? I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings, period. I'm going to put a wall around the White House and my family and their businesses. I don't talk to my brother. I don't talk to my son about their business dealings for this exact reason. You have nothing to worry about. Everything is fine. You need to trust me. I'm Joe Biden. You need to trust me.
And how involved were you in your son's Chinese shakedown text message? Were you sitting there? Were you involved?
No, I was not involved. I was not involved with my son. Now, let's go back to that text message, because this is a text message that's going to be incredibly damning for the president during this impeachment. This text message going to a top Chinese communist official who owed $5+ million to the Biden crime family. He received a text message from Hunter Biden, and five times in this text message, Hunter Biden invoked his father. We also know that we could have confirmed if the president was sitting next to his son by using GPS with their cell phones. Guess what happened? The DOJ and the FBI refused for that request to be made, because I'm pretty sure they already knew the answer to it. And that was yes, that the president of the United States of America was in fact using GPS data sitting next to Hunter Biden when Hunter Biden sent this text message. Now, what did the text message say, this Chinese communist official that they were shaking down for the $5 million they were owed? Quote, I'm sitting here with my father. That's him invoking the president once. And we, that's twice, would like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled. Tell the director that I would like to resolve this now before it gets out of hand. And now means tonight. And Z, if I get a call or text from anyone involved in this other than you, Chairman Zhang, or the chairman, I will make certain that between the man, that's the third time sitting next to me, and every person he knows, that's the fourth time he invoked his father, and my ability to forever hold a grudge, that you will regret not following my direction. I am sitting here waiting for the call with my father. Five times in one text message, Hunter Biden saying, I have the most powerful man in America sitting next to me. You don't want to screw with us. Well, guess what happened after that was sent? After that text message was sent, $5 million within a week was transferred into the bank accounts and the shell companies of the Biden crime family. Now, 51% of independent voters also believe the House Republicans should impeach Joe Biden. That is the first time we've ever seen that number in this new poll. Again, 51% of independent voters believe the House Republicans should impeach Joe Biden. Independent voters matter in an election, right? Because we're so divided as a country. I think we're 47-47, maybe even 47.5 one side, 47.5 the other. There's a very small percentage in the middle that's going to pick the next president. And when 51% of independent voters believe the Republicans should impeach Joe Biden, that tells you Joe Biden's in real trouble. Here's the other thing that's interesting. Overall, 47% of Americans support impeachment. That's, and again, almost up to 50% of Americans are supporting Joe Biden being impeached. 53% oppose impeachment. There are some traditionalists and Democrats, obviously, are in there that say, I just don't want to deal with another impeachment. We've already seen two. Why do we need another one? Now, previous polling shows a plurality. 41% support an impeachment inquiry. 35% oppose it. And 24% say they're quote unquote unsure. At this point, this is one thing that you need to look at. A majority of Americans say Joe Biden is being held accountable under the law like any president in the impeachment inquiry opened by the House of Representatives, according to a Washington Post ABC News poll released on Sunday, meaning the Republicans are making the right decision on impeachment. I want to tell you about a company that I really want you to check out. Every day, we hear about another familiar brand that sells out their customers and is going woke. Americans like me, and you're probably one of them, are sick and tired of having leftist propaganda jammed into every product that we consume. Well, woke mobile companies are no different. The company that you're paying your bill to right now may be giving major donations to Planned Parenthood, for example. And for years, they've been dumping millions into these liberal causes. And we had to take it because you need a cell phone and probably thought there was no alternative. Well, I've got news for you. There is. And I want you to make the switch and stand up for a company that stands up for your values. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offering dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks. That means you get the best possible service in your area, period. But guess what you do lose? The leftist propaganda. Now, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending a message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, our military, veterans, and first responder heroes. That's because they give a piece of your bill every month to those causes. They have a 100% U.S.-based customer service team that makes switching easy. So just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. It's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Or you can call them 878-PATRIOT. That's 878-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code Ferguson. Ask about their coverage guarantee when you're on the phone with them. Get the same dependable service and take a stand for your values. Make the switch today. patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or 878-PATRIOT.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Now, while the president's having to deal with the fallout of everything I just described with impeachment, he's also trying to figure out, how do I buy votes and how do I get some people to like me again? He has the lowest unapproval rate of his entire presidency. He's down in the Jimmy Carter numbers. It's not good. He's also hearing the rumblings that a Democrat maybe should replace him, that maybe he should step down, that maybe he should announce that, you know, he's got some sort of health issue and he shouldn't run for re-election for a job that clearly he can't handle. There are a lot of Democrats now that are pushing towards that because of his incompetency. Now, what is the game plan to get people to like him again? Give away free stuff. We saw this with Joe Biden when he was the vice president. He and Barack Obama went around the country saying, vote for us, we'll give you a free cell phone, right? Remember the Obama phone lady? If I vote for him, he's going to give me more minutes, right? That's what he was saying. If you vote for this guy, you know, he's going to give me a cell phone. He's going to give me free minutes. He's going to give me more. So everybody's got their Obama phone now. Everybody's got Obamacare now. So they got free health care, free phones. They got government aid coming out the yin yang. So what else could there be that you could give people to get them to vote for you? You can't bring back COVID in theory and get away with giving all the money you got gave them last time to get elected. So how do you bribe people? Well, the White House thinks they figured it out. Biden says that he will spend $42 billion to give every person in America access to the internet by 2030. Just as important as electricity or water is what the Biden White House announced today. This $42 billion, I'm sure, is a low number. It's going to cost a lot more than that. But what we know is the definition of Bidenomics is giving stuff away. This new concept, they describe it as universal internet access. Remember when they used to say universal health care? This is what socialism sounds like. President Joe Biden is announcing a new program that will deploy $42 billion, he claims, to give everybody the internet by 2030. In his remarks at the White House briefing announcing this massive government expansion program, Biden called access to the internet just as important as electricity or water. He said the funds will be quickly deployed under the Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Program, also known as BEAD, which was authorized by the Biden administration's $1 trillion 2021 infrastructure package. Funding, they say, will go to all 50 states, with the two most populous, California and Texas, receiving the largest sums. States with large rural areas that lack connectivity, such as Virginia, Alabama, and Louisiana, are also among those set to receive top-level funding. It's the biggest investment in high-speed internet ever, Biden said, and you should be proud that we're doing it. In other words, you should be proud that you, as a taxpayer, are paying for this. This is the biggest investment in high-speed ever. Now, the top three stocks that could see growth behind this new push for universal internet access, well, guess what happened? They all went through the roof with this new intel. Comcast stock is up 27% year to date, for example. They have 31.7 million subscribers. Comcast is already the largest cable broadband provider in the U.S. That puts them in a strong position to benefit from the Biden administration's push for a universal internet access. And again, what is it right now? A 27% year-to-date increase in that stock price. And that is because they get it. The government is about to subsidize something that I don't believe is a necessity. I believe it's a luxury. Look at AT&T, for example. AT&T is another company that would benefit from the Biden administration's push for internet access. The company already operates the nation's largest networks of fiber optic cables. These cables are hooked up to 19.7 million customer addresses, 750,000 corporate buildings, and more than 3 million business customer locations across 100 U.S. metro areas. They say maintaining the networks is expensive, but with a government BEAD grant, it would earmark manufacturing for fiber optic cable in America. The first thing we've ever seen is with the Secretary of Commerce mentioning specifically AT&T and how this would help them. Then you go to Charter Communications, 28.9 million. Wired broadband customers, all right? Charter Communications, the second largest wired internet provider in the country. And like Comcast, Charter stock trades at a price earnings to ratio of 14.69. The stock is up nearly 28% this year to date because of the government and Joe Biden trying to buy votes. Now, Is internet a necessity for life? I think the answer is no. I don't believe. I believe it's a luxury. I do not believe that you should have it in your home just because you're breathing, like water, they describe it, or electricity. I think that is total crap. I want to be clear. I think that the majority of the internet is used to kill brain cells, waste your time, go shopping, watch porn, not get a job. I do not believe the government should be paying for that. Second thing, let's go back to the library mentality that we used to have that was sane in this country. We didn't say, the government didn't send out unlimited number of copies of random books, did they? To people? No. They didn't do that. They had libraries where you could choose to go to the library and you could choose to check out a book or you could choose to learn. I remember when the internet got started, there was a lot of people that, guess what they did? What did they do? They went to the library to use the internet. Then we start this lie that everybody deserves the internet and everybody is supposed to have the internet and everybody is supposed to get the internet, right? No, you should not. You should not have. And they're like, well, you can't get a job without the internet. That's fine. Then go to the damn library on the free bus that we allow you to go on. Now, people are going to tell me, well, Ben, that's just mean. You don't understand. That's just mean. No, it's not. I'm tired of paying for luxuries. Okay. A cell phone is not a necessity. It is a luxury. I'm going to say that again. A cell phone is not a necessity. It is a luxury, number one. Okay, number two, the internet is not a necessity. It is a luxury. Now, is it a necessity for me to do my job? Yes. Does that mean the government should pay for it? No. By the way, a cell phone is a necessity for my job. Does that mean the government should pay for it? The answer is no. It's called a business expense. Do I believe and they're going to go back to COVID? Well, we saw with all these kids that were sent home to do learning, right? You know, long distance learning. We all saw this, Ben, and you need to understand it. It's not fair. That's what they're going to tell you. By the way, if you are afraid that kids are going to have to go back to learning in that capacity at home instead of in a school, then here's an idea. Don't shut down the country again. That's all you got to do. Just don't shut down the country. And if you don't shut down the country and you allow kids to go to school, then we don't have to worry about what we just did last time. And there's too many people that are trying to hold us hostage saying, well, you have to give away the internet and you got to spend billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars on the internet to give it away to people because it's their God-given right to have the internet. No, it's not. And they're going to say, well, it's because the kids need it when we get them back to distance learning. No, it's not. Okay. When they talk about distance learning, then don't do it again. The private schools didn't do it. It's absurd.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
There's also one other issue that I want to bring up, and this deals obviously with the Democrats who are continuing to lie to you on a plethora of things, but it was announced quietly that Target is now going to, quote, close 9 stores, including a New York City location, the reasoning, theft and employee safety. Now, I'm going to tell you where these locations are, and I'm going to give you a guess out of the 9 how many are in liberal districts. Target said it's closing 9 stores in major markets across the country, including its Harlem location in New York City, because of rampant theft and violence, saying, quote, "We cannot continue operating these stores because theft and organized retail crime are threatening the safety of our team and guests and contributing to unsustainable business performance." The Minneapolis-based discount retailer said in a statement today, the stores will close on October the 21st and span 4 states, including New York, which will lose its East Harlem location. The other locations to be shuttered are in Liberal, San Francisco, in Liberal, Seattle, Washington, in Liberal, Portland, and others in Oregon. All cities that have given that have been struggling with an epidemic of aggressive organized retail theft that has ramped up over the past few years as they moved in each one of those cities to defund the police and prison and bail reform. Well, look what happened. Target's announcement, by the way, follows on the heel of another massive round of store closures, including Rite Aid, which filed for bankruptcy protection and is likely to shut up to 500 stores in the coming months. That according to new reports. Target said it invested heavily in strategies to stop the shoplifting in its stores, adding more security guards and theft deterrent tools, but that didn't matter because the criminals knew that even if they got caught, they were not going to go to jail or be prosecuted. Quote, "Despite our efforts, unfortunately, we continue to face fundamental challenges to operating these stores safely and successfully," the company said in their statement. Target was among the first major retailers, by the way, to publicly blame crime for a deterioration in its financial results, with its chief executive sounding the alarm back in May when he said the company would be closely monitoring the safety of its employees as it weighs its options. Then in August, Cornell, the CEO, said during an earnings call that, quote, "violence and threats of violence surged 120% during the first 5 months of the year, right after the elections in November, where activist DAs got elected. Violence surged 120% during the first 5 months of this year at these Target stores." He warned in August about that. Quote, "Our team continues to face an unacceptable amount of retail theft and organized retail crime," Cornell said at the time. "Unfortunately, safety incidents associated with theft are moving in the wrong direction." Target said 96 stores in its chain of more than 2,000 remain open in the greater New York City market, employing more than 20,000. They said it continues to operate locations in Manhattan and Times Square, Union Square, Greenwich Village, the Lower East Side, and Washington Heights. But they are concerned that those stores are also going to be dealing with the same thing that is allowed for these other stores to close. Now, this is all happening, and we've seen what's happening with shoplifting. We've witnessed it with nice high-end stores, with lower-end stores, and in many of these liberal cities where they have activist DAs. And when you have these activist DAs, and when they are there, there's also something else that happens. People start watching, they start witnessing, and they start realizing, I can get away with it too. I can get away with it. And no one can stop me. I can get away with it. And it's impossible for the police to do anything, even if they catch me. Because it's now an issue about what happens if you get caught. Well, they know what happens. They know exactly what happens. If you get caught, what ends up happening? Nothing. These liberal cities, that's the whole ballgame. They have decided that if they catch you committing these crimes, we're not going to touch you. We're not going to do anything to you. You're going to be okay. We're going to let you go. You can hit people, beat people, shoot at people. And if we catch you, it's going to be okay. If you kill somebody, that's like the new line of where you might get in trouble. Now, before, that wasn't the case. Before, if you committed a crime or shoplifted, they would actually come after you, would actually go to jail. There are people that have shoplifted now in cities, in a store, been caught, And basically, it's clearly a middle finger. They will come back to the same store later that day, and they will steal from the store again because they realize, wait, I'm out. Okay, well, then I'll just go back and get what I wanted, right? I'll just go back and steal what I wanted because if I do it and they catch me again, they've already told me they're not going to do anything to me. And when you watch these mobs of people that come into stores and start stealing everything in CVS's or Walgreens or Target's or Saks Fifth Avenue or whatever store it is, right? And there's patrons that usually are videotaping it, recording it now. And then you see that nothing happens to those people. Then other people are inspired to do the same damn thing. They're inspired. And they think, okay, well, if they can do it, then, well, I can do it, can't I? I mean, if they're doing it, then why shouldn't I do it? They're getting away with it. Maybe I should get away with it. You're never going to stop the crime in this country with the liberals refusing to hold people accountable for the crimes for which they are committing. Okay, that's number one. I want to be clear. Number two on this, just so everybody's on the same page and everybody understands it. This should be a huge election year issue. It should be an issue that we fight over, that we have a grand debate over, and that should be a center point of getting conservatives to come over to our mindset and our way of life. Because when you talk about lawlessness, Republicans have the advantage. You talk about the business owners and small business owners that are being affected by this, and it goes back to the point. If we as conservatives explain why you should vote for us and that we are the law and order party, we are able to win a lot of different seats. If we don't do that, we're screwed. If we don't champion, I'm not talking even law enforcement at this point. I'm talking about just basically championing law and order. If we don't champion law and order, we're done as a party. And the Democratic Party is hoping that we won't figure that out. That's what the Democratic Party is hoping for. All right, make sure you share this podcast with your family and your friends. Please write us a 5-star review. It helps us reach so many more people. And we will see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.